Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Good morning. Hope that you have a wonderful week. I know I feel good about this week. I think it's going to be just an amazing...
I was thinking the same thing, everyone.
Huh. We're on the same page with that.
I'll talk to you Thursday at night.
All right. Hooman came over last night and we watched a movie together called... Band-Aid. It's some indie film.
Oh, Bryn was telling me all about
and
it.
Oh, did you watch
good.
It too?
I did, yes.
What'd you think?
Frigging loved
I loved
that movie.
It. That was great.
I don't think it's getting like a wide release.
Well,
it looks like a little indie film, but it's it's total. Find this movie and watch it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Yuzette and Bryn know we asked to see a ton of films, and there's just never enough. And there was another movie that the studio was putting out that I really want to see. And they kept pushing this one. So finally, I sat here after you guys left one day and I was watching it and I could not stop laughing. But it's that woman, Zoe Lister something or other. What's her last name?
I don't know.
Zoe Lister. So good. She sold it.
The whole thing is it's just a charming little story about a married couple and some of the crap that they've gone through. And they fight all the time and they decide we're going to form a band. And so it's just this weird journey. Like, Fred Armisen's in it. He plays their next-door neighbors. It's called Band-Aid. I don't know what kind of release this thing is getting. It definitely feels like an indie movie the whole time. Like, it's not going to be some big romantic comedy that you see at your multiplex or whatever. But just what a charming, wonderful little story. I loved it.
All right.
All right, this part of the program is brought to you by Target. Lightning McQueen, voiced by Owen Wilson, returns to the racetrack to take on a younger rival in Cars 3.
I cannot wait.
Well, it opens next Friday, Vinny, June 16th.
Is everybody going to get caught up this week and rewatch Cars 1 and Cars 2?
Yes. See Cars 3 before everyone else at the advanced screening on Monday night, June 12th at the AMC Mercado 20 in Santa Clara. We will take callers 9 and 10 right now, 800-400-3697, and give you... a pair of reserved seats at the Cars 3 Advanced Screening. And keep listening all week. We've got tickets all week long.
When's it come out?
Next Friday, the 16th.
Oh. This week, everyone will be reviewing America's Greatest Treasure in The Mummy.
Oh. The Tom Cruise version of The Mummy. Huh. Oh, crank it up. Life is a highway.
Gimme.
Oh. Running low on the stuff you need, time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials like milk, toothpaste, and diapers. Target run and done.
Diapers.
Yeah. You know all about that, Vin.
I'm winking at you, buddy.
Yeah, you're about to, you know, be buying some diapers, doing Costco runs, Target runs.
We'll edit that part out.
Yeah, take that out in the air check, would you?
Hey, Bryn, did you read all the comments of everyone on the Alice 973 Instagram?
It's very super
sweet.
Nice, yeah.
We have some lovely listeners.
Touches
you people are just frigging nice. That's what it comes down to.
We don't deserve you.
We do not deserve you.
Most of them are nice.
Were there some bad ones?
No, I'm just saying most of you people are very nice.
Some of you suck, though.
Sometimes it really breaks my heart reading your stuff.
I know, sometimes you can be really mean. But it makes the nice stuff all the sweeter. Without darkness, you cannot have light.
No.
All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Is Melania cheating on Donald with a guy who works at Trump Tower? You know, probably.
You tell us.
Yeah, you know, I just like talking about rumors. Basically, that's my job. So this lady, she's an author, apparently. Her name's Monica Byrne. And she, they're calling her an author here, but they don't put anything about her. I guess maybe she's a journalist or something. Because really all I see here that she's written is a series of tweets, which I guess makes you an author. She claims that Melania Trump's been cheating on Donald for years with the head of security at Tiffany's, which is located in the lobby of Trump Tower. She's not saying that. She's quoting a source. So she's not even saying that she knows this firsthand. She's saying,
right.
I'm an author. And I have a source who's telling me.
Meanwhile, she has no credits to her.
You know, they don't list them here. They do say she's like a sci-fi writer and a women's issues writer, and that she's written some plays and stuff like that. But, you know, really, I mean, all we know her from the tweets she's written. I don't even know how many people follow her. Although I'm sure after this past weekend, she has way more followers than she used to.
Well, Democrats eat this stuff up. They love it. They love this. Anything anti-Trump, they love it.
Sure,
so
it's
they'll
true.
Just jump right on board and be like, you're a genius, lady.
Yes.
What else you got?
Yes, what else? Oh, what science fiction plays about women's issues can I watch? Ooh. So she says that she is biased. She comes right out and says it. She says, I want 45 and his whole wretched family out of power. And she thinks that if this info gets out, it'll help embarrass and destabilize Donald and accelerate his rate of self-destruction. And that's why she decided to put it out. What just changed in
here? Something, whatever you just did.
Sat down. I think it's like a wire underneath my desk or something.
Whatever you just did.
I didn't touch anything on my board. I was like, everything's off.
It's like a... Oh, there
that,
it goes.
That
whatever it was, you just did it.
Underneath the desk. It's crazy.
Dude, whatever, you know, spaghetti is underneath this desk, it's crazy.
Well, they're not going to fix it. You can forget it.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll fix it when we move someday. Remember that? We moved from the Embarcadero to this building.
Yeah.
What, in the year 2000? 2001?
Yeah.
And they, from like 1998 on, they were like, oh, we'll fix that after we move.
Yeah, that's not fixing it. That's throwing us out.
Right.
They pretty much threw us out of that building.
Not, they did throw us out.
No, here, I mean. They're not going to fix anything here. They're going to be like, okay.
On to the next building. Yeah. Back to Embarcadero 1.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to go back to that building. That was a great building. Is that going to happen? Do you know we have something?
No, I don't.
Mm. Anywho.
Monica Byrne.
Monica Byrne says that her source claims Donald and Melania had an agreement. If he lost the election, she could divorce him. That they were supposedly, according to this lady, that they were on the rocks. But that if he won, she would have to stick it out and stay married to him because he can't be going through a divorce. God, it would be so funny if she divorced him. So she's going to stick it out till he's out of office, apparently. There's no way of knowing if this is even remotely true. But like I said at the beginning, you know what I do?
Rumors.
I report rumors. And it would explain a lot, including why she doesn't want to leave New York.
Why she swats away his hand.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I just pictured, when I've seen that clip. I mean, we've all seen it a million times where she flicks his hand away as he's trying to reach for her hand. And I just thought, that must have been the most uncomfortable private jet ride of all time. Like, maybe they even have a divider in there. So, like, she stays on one side and he stays on the other. You know what, though? Good for them putting up a united front. She's apparently stupping some guy in the front office over there. Charlie Sheen makes the news today.
Oh, what's up?
Not too much, you know.
What's up with that?
I'm just ish. He is, they say here, reportedly giving his HIV positive business, to 26-year-old Julia Stambler. And why wouldn't you? If you could get a 26-year-old and you're unattached,
hold on.
Why
Who's
wouldn't
Julia
you?
Stamble first?
Well, she's a model now.
Oh.
But originally, his ex-wife, Brooke, hired her as the nanny.
No.
The nanny.
She's not the.
Oh.
What?
Well, maybe his options
of his women has certainly gone down over the years.
His quality was never all that great. Like, you know, Denise was about as good as it was ever going to get for Charlie. Like, he dates strippers and stuff and porn stars.
People that.
They look a little rough around the edges.
Or like his lifestyle.
Yeah.
People who are willing to put up with his nonsense is what it is. Who don't have enough power to say, no.
Yeah, no.
You loser. No.
Yeah.
Keep
I just got your credit.
Drugs.
I got your credit card bill, and 50 whores last month, huh? Hmm. Okay.
Well, Brooke, I mean, is she sober even now?
Oh,
who knows?
I don't
That's
know.
That's a lady who has...
She hasn't been in the news for a while.
Deep and serious problems of her own.
Very big problems. They say that she used while she was pregnant. Well, that's the here's the rumor, and we're reporting, that she used while she was pregnant. They chalk up a lot of those boys' problems to...
She's in a rehab.
She's in a rehab right now?
Well, a couple months ago, she was back in.
Right.
But who knows at this moment.
Right.
So...
Listen, it's clearly tough to... Don't try drugs, kids, because you wind up... in the celebrity trash, looking like a loser.
So the nanny now?
Yes, so she's the nanny. She's a little hot little 26-year-old. So she's not that hot, huh?
Well, Brynn,
he didn't run right in here.
Show him a real. Well, that she's, yeah,
she's fine. She's a blonde woman. She's all right.
Oh, she's,
oh, she's
cute.
Pretty.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, nothing
wrong
with her.
Pull up the
she's
really
hot.
Good picture. Or the honest.
I did.
I don't know. We pulled up the whatever popped right
she's
up.
She's in a bra.
Yeah, and her belly looks good. Mm-hmm. You know, she's fine. Her mouth's hanging open like, "Durr." But I guess it would have
well,
to be.
She has to do what's left to him, so.
Yeah.
If anything, she should be the one who's like.
I just had a visual of him, like, kind of half rotted away, like a zombie laying
on
in the bed, and she's like, "All right, I guess this is what I got to do."
The teeth pictures are the ones with all
without
the
teeth.
Yeah,
you mean?
Yuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
she's
dude
pretty
has
hot.
Just done so much drugs, his mm-hmm. teeth have fallen out.
That's a hot picture of her. She's young. Young and dumb.
Where's the bad pictures, Hu?
Yeah, where are the bad pictures? She's pretty cute, Hooman. Nice neck.
Neck.
So anyway, they say they've been together for 3 months, but I think that just means that she visits him to put out, you know, every day. I don't know. I don't know that you're going out to dinner with Charlie Sheen, but maybe you are. I don't know. I mean, the guy's got to eat, right? He's not busy making his wizard shakes or whatever they were called. Warlock.
I don't know.
Juice.
Weirdo. Tiger's blood.
Here's kind of a regular photo of her, not like all bikinied out.
She's cute.
She's stunning. Yeah. she's gorgeous. What is it? Is it her boobs aren't big enough? What is it exactly?
Not old enough, Hooman?
Yeah, what is it, Hooman? Like, give your honest opinion. Why are you lukewarm?
What?
Why are you lukewarm?
Why don't you answer?
Because, you know, you guys are like nitpicking nothing. Let's just move on to the next thing.
Okay, we'll do that. Just trying to, you know, play and have fun. Are we too happy for you? Is that?
Oh, you're ruining the fun week.
Oh, I know. It was supposed to be a super fun week, Hooman. What happened?
Let's get back into it, everyone. How is it ruined at
6:18 on Monday morning? What did I do?
Exactly.
Oh, you are a goddamn mystery to me every day. I thought we were having fun. At her press conference on Friday, Kathy Griffin apologized and cried and was mad and blamed everyone else, but then apologized again and then cried.
and then threw out a few more jokes.
Right, then made some jokes, and then she's talked about death threats.
I honestly can't. Did you see the picture? I don't know how many years ago it was, but it's of her and Trump arm in arm.
Oh, listen.
From 5 years ago, 8 years ago.
There, you know, he got around, and there was no harm in putting your arm around Donald Trump, you know. He was the guy from The Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, that,
I'm sure she saw him at a million events. There's
that
probably
photo's
tons
tweeted
of
everywhere. Those two arm in arm, I just laughed. Like, yeah. God, Hollywood is ridiculous.
It is.
It's so stupid.
Well, you know, she was living
he
on the D-list.
Me.
And
He broke me. Oh, come on.
So, you know, you put up a picture that everyone's pissed about. Like, nobody broke you but you. Tyler Shields broke you. You broke you. Mm. So she cried a bunch of times, like when she was asked how she felt when her friend Anderson Cooper condemned the picture. At times, she seemed wounded. Did you grab a couple clips off of
I
this?
I did.
Or do you want me to, hit me with whatever you got
rolling.
There. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Are cameras still making that sound?
They are,
What is that? Just some electronic sound that they've added in so you know the picture got taken? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's a lot more apparent when she's crying because she's not talking as loud, and later on she talks louder and she's into the mic and it's in the background. It's not near
as bad. Listen, though, but just for the record, it's 2017. Enough with the Shutterfly pictures.
I was saying the same thing as I was pulling the audio.
So that is aggravating. Annoying. Please, come on, people.
The end. That's where she should have just gone.
Right.
That's it. I went too far.
Yeah.
And I make mistakes. I'm human.
The whole crying and blaming other people and screaming that he broke me. Like, lady.
That whole press conference was way too long. Yes, she should have ended it as quick as it started.
Right.
I'm super not into that guy. I went too far.
Yeah. She should not have even had a press conference.
Don't.
I'm not going to.
It's too embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I agree. I actually do feel bad for her. You know, who hasn't done something wrong or said something wrong or Oh, you haven't?
No, I was going to say I have a thousand times.
Right. And where you can't sleep at night.
All you can do is say, I'm sorry, and I'll do better, and I'll learn from my mistake, and hope you get a chance to do better.
Yeah, and you
and
exactly.
That's that. And
maybe
you may
go
have
away
to
for a little bit.
You may have to go to Oregon and do radio there for a while.
You
who knows, Kathy?
To.
I don't know what you need to do to make penance, but that's, you know, that's how that works.
Right.
But blaming everyone and acting like a victim is
well, you're
not
making
the
it
move.
Worse for yourself. I just think not. She's making it so that it's just like, ew, I want to look away from that. Like it's embarrassing. Bill Cosby is going on trial for sexual assault in Philadelphia this week. He will have the support of at least two members of the Cosby Show family.
Which ones?
Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Oh, Rudy. Mm-hmm.
She's 38 now. She's going to be with him in court today. She's been defending Bill all along, 2 years ago when all this started. She said, I can only speak to the great man that I know and love who's been so generous, who's been such a philanthropist, giving back millions of dollars to education and schools. And it looks like Felicia Rashad, who played Claire Huxtable, will also make an appearance at some point during the trial, his TV wife. Mm-hmm. So that is that's ongoing. And congratulations to Gal Gadot. And congratulations to Patty Jenkins.
What happened to them?
Patty Jenkins.
They get married?
They didn't. Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman, and Patty Jenkins directed the movie and has just scored the biggest opening weekend for a female director ever.
Oh, good for them.
Yep. Wonder Woman had a $100 million opening.
Yeah.
$100.5 million this weekend. And that gives Patty Jenkins the world record for biggest opening weekend for a female director. Sam Taylor Johnson was the record that was broken, $85 million for the, 50 Shades of Grey, which she directed and was released in 2015. Catherine Hardwicke is now in third for Twilight, which opened with almost $70 million back in 2008. Elizabeth Banks is fourth place on this. Pitch Perfect 2 scored almost $70 million in 2015. And Kung Fu Panda 2 opened with $47 million, and that was directed by Jennifer Yu Nelson. And that was 2011. It's also, of course, the highest-grossing female-led comic book superhero movie of all time. Of course, it doesn't have all that much competition. Elektra is Jennifer Garner's movie, and that made about... I think it made a total of $24 million in 2005.
Whoops.
Halle Berry's Catwoman made $40 million in 2004. They're saying Scarlett Johansson's Ghost in the Shell. Is that a superhero movie? Or is that just like an anime?
It's an anime. I mean, she is a hero for the side that she's on.
Oh. Well, that made $40 million earlier this this year. So anyway, congratulations to Wonder Woman topping the weekend box office with $100.5 million. Captain Underpants was number two. Captain Underpants, the first epic movie, made $23.5 million. Pirates of the Caribbean was third place, $21 million. It's made $114 million in 2 weeks. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 was fourth. That let's see, it made about $10 million. It's up to $355 million in 5 weeks.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Baywatch was fifth. Alien was sixth. Everything Snatched, which has made $43 million in 4 weeks. I don't know what that... That's the Amy Schumer movie, which I had very high hopes for, but... $43 million probably makes its budget back. I have no idea what they pay to make something like that. Diary of a Wimpy Kid and King Arthur round out the top ten. King Arthur is... this is its last week in the top
ten,
probably.
Weird that Goldie Hawn doesn't even get a mention, though, there.
No.
It's an Amy Schumer movie.
Right.
I'm
sure Goldie Hawn, everyone.
I'm sure Goldie is like, yeah, it's okay.
I'll collect the check.
Yeah. Leave me out of it.
Yeah, seeing as how it's a bomb.
Right. No, I don't need to. It's fine. I'm going to go home. Go back into retirement. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, you may have heard the Warriors made the NBA Finals. I'll tell you how that game went last night. Also, could rain be on the way?
Oh, my God, really?
And more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny. Alice's morning show, 6:36, Monday morning. Still feeling it. It's going to be an incredible week. This part of the program is brought to you by Indeed.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm taking a bunch of listeners to Rigoletto on Friday. San Francisco Opera is doing this amazing opera. So,
have you seen it before?
I have, yeah. This song that you're listening to right now is called La Donna Mobile, and this is Pavarotti singing it.
It's pretty recognizable as opera goes.
Don't we have your version?
Oh, don't we?
I don't know.
No,
he's
saying something else.
Oh.
Do you want to give us a sample of it?
I can't sing it as well as Pavarotti. Really? Anyway, I put all the info on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page of Rigoletto and what it's about and, you know, how to get tickets and stuff like that.
Oh. Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you.
Okay.
So, the Warriors are where we'll begin.
Doing pretty good.
They are doing pretty good. The game was last night, started at 5 o'clock. The Warriors beat the Cavs 132-113, so we're up two games in that series. We now head to Cleveland for Game 3 on Wednesday. Don't forget, last year we were up, and they came back and beat us, so let's just be cool.
Try not to put the cart ahead of the horse.
Just be cool.
Right. Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Right. So there was another terror attack.
Yeah.
It looks like they've made some arrests, but there was a van that veered into people on the London Bridge. It left 7 people dead. Afterward, they jumped out with knives and just started stabbing people. Dozens were injured, many of them critically, in the attack. Actually, they say it started on the bridge, and then the attackers jumped out of the van and just started slashing and stabbing anyone they could find. So.
Horrible.
Yeah. Yep. And that's actually, as we did the last story, the Manchester bombing, that's more difficult for them to pull off. This type of thing, you don't.
Anyone can get a car.
That's random.
Right.
It's so random. There's no. Comes without warning and goes until someone stops it. How'd you like some more rain?
I feel like I've had enough rain. No thanks.
Unseasonable June rain may sweep across the Bay Area later this week. They say possibly bringing double the amount of rain in 2 days than the region typically gets all month. Now, this is a forecast, so it's possible that it could miss us or be less than expected.
Well, and double the amount of zero is still not that much.
Right,
you
good
know.
Point. Excellent point, Sarah. And yet.
So no, we're not getting like big storms. Does it say storms?
Well, we're going to have some rain. Mm. And, you know, we.
I don't have time for rain.
We've had.
No. I've had enough rain. I've had
quite
enough rain.
The rainy season. So I just thought it was worth a mention. I know some of us feel like, come on already.
Yeah.
Let me get a little sunshine on my face. Or butt, or whatever.
Wherever I'm trying to sun.
Right.
Yes. Oh.
This happened on Friday. You may not know who Jack O'Neill is.
I don't know who Jack O'Neill is.
Jack O'Neill is basically the guy who came up with the surfing wetsuit.
Oh, O'Neill.
O'Neill.
All right.
He passed away at the age of 94 on Friday.
Oh, what a great long life.
He lived a wonderful life and began his business here in San Francisco and then moved it to Santa Cruz, but used some technology he'd spotted around and turned it into the modern wetsuit. So I just wanted to mention him real quick as he made it possible for people to enjoy the freezing cold water off our coast here. Without him, guys were wearing sweaters before he came along.
That doesn't seem helpful.
Well, how's that going to... There he is with the...
What's
the
up
famous
with the eye
beard?
Patch?
He had an accident surfing.
Oh. Do you know the
sea urchin got him in the eye?
I don't know exactly what knocked his eye out, but he was surfing in Santa Cruz.
A narwhal.
Yeah,
exactly. A narwhal. Yeah.
Stabbed him right in the eye.
But there he is with the famous beard and the eye patch. That's Jack O'Neill, passed away at the age of 94.
Well, rest in peace. And
thank you for your contributions to my life. At the very least, thank you so much. Bar tabs can be a bummer. You know, you drink and you're having a great time and suddenly...
You get the tab and you're like, who are these? What is everybody on this tab? Everybody drinking on my tab?
And half that's in the toilet, man. Come on. Yeah. You know, because you pee so much. A guy was drinking at a bar in Illinois on Thursday night when he got his tab and ran out and jumped into the river to avoid paying it.
Right into the river.
I'm getting out of here. Then he disappeared.
Oh.
Cops and the fire department spent the next 24 hours searching for him until they called off the search on Friday. They say he's still missing.
Oh, he is. He just didn't evade.
Well, we don't know if he just really got away and pulled off.
Like faked his own death to get out of a bar. Like the bar tab must have been hefty.
Or this guy died trying to run from a bar
tab.
That
seems slightly more likely.
A 24-hour search came up empty. A drunk guy, too. So, you know.
Right. That is, that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, things happen. What are you going to do?
Well, you could not jump in the river. Don't jump in the river. That's never
the
answer. It's almost like, is there a question you can ask where the answer is jump in the river?
I always jump in
the
water.
You're on fire.
Oh, jump in the river.
Yes.
I always jump in the water. I love to be in the water.
Yeah, rivers are different than
I know,
water.
I'm like, just saying. I mean, I wouldn't even do that. I would have paid my bar tab.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to go back to that bar at some point, you know? What, are you going to write off every bar by jumping in every river and never paying your tab? Well, don't even ask him to pay. He jumps in the river. No, you don't want that on your head. You're on fire.
Is it wrong, Sarah, on your birthday?
A guy
named Jonathan Velez from Mineola, Florida, turned 28.
Yeah.
And he decided to celebrate by showing people his man area.
Because it was his birthday.
It's his birthday.
You can get away with a lot more on your birthday. There's no question. You know, you can be a total little bitch. You can, you know, whatever it is. Most people will write off most things. But the wiener, that's not on the list.
Oh, he went to a condo complex, Jonathan Velez did, and exposed himself to random women there.
So he was drunk on his birthday.
I don't have the
but
contents of his tummy.
Right.
But one of the ladies called the cops and they arrested him the next day. He's been charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition. So it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely wrong. I mean, you agree, right? Birthday or no... keep it in your pants.
Sure. I mean, I don't... You'd have to work... Is that your mom saying hi?
It is.
Ellie checking in, everyone.
I don't know what she's...
Well, we started with Trump. You have to figure she's finally heard her, has something to say. Do you want to...
No, I don't.
Okay.
It won't be good, whatever it is.
Sure about that?
I'm positive.
I read a story this morning... that
yes.
I didn't even print, but I just wanted to mention it because I found it so funny. Online, this woman writes this little, I don't know if it's her blog or whatever, but she says, one of my friends told me, ha ha ha, your boyfriend liked on Instagram, liked Emma Ratajkowski's butt pic.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl couldn't get over it. As she was trying to figure out, and it wasn't that she was jealous of the guy, of her boyfriend liking the butt pic. She was like partly humiliated. Like, why would he like? She's a celebrity. Like, what does he think that she's going to see it? That's the pic, which it's totally likable.
It is. It's very likable.
It's a great picture of her. Emma Ratajkowski is a, I don't know, the today's version of a supermodel, the lady that dances in the
Blurred Lines video. She's the girlfriend in Gone Girl.
And this girl just goes on a rant of epic proportions in her note saying, stars don't even know if you like their picture. Why would he do this?
Right.
So then I went on to ask my friends, she's saying this, do you like celebrities' photos?
I do.
And one of her friends, goes, yeah, I do. I like the Beyonce pregnancy picture. Yeah, there were 11 million likes, and I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. So what of it? Why are you making such a thing about it?
Well, that's the thing, too, as you go down. Like, my thumb is right there ready to like stuff. Like, I just feel like, you know, you just throw a like on there. Like, you're just one of the party. What's weird to me is why did
the friend
look at the Emily Ratajkowski picture, and then you would have to search to see if somebody, you'd have to, isn't there like a thing where you can see who liked it?
You can, but it's easier if you just like, there's a activity page or something like that where you can see this person liked three pictures.
That's what it is.
Oh, I have seen that.
So
right.
There's certain spots on here you can go, and this is what I was telling you that my buddy's 13-year-old daughter does.
Mm.
She's checking to see who liked her photos and comparing it to what her friends, other things her friends liked. There's a whole thing going on there. And I think that's how this friend became aware of her girlfriend's boyfriend liking the butt pic. Oh, there's a great butt pic there, too.
Is that Emily Ratajkowski?
It sure is.
Boy, that is a great looking butt.
But I think celebrities appreciate the number of likes that they get on their pictures.
Sure, of
course. And they post pictures.
That's why they're doing it.
Aimed at that.
Right.
Emma Ratajkowski isn't going to put puppy pictures up.
No, that's not what she's selling.
That's not going to get the likes she's after.
Mm. If she put a puppy on her butt or was dancing with a puppy, that's a whole different thing. She has to be in the picture.
But anyway, I just thought it was interesting and worth a mention because we do all go to Instagram, or most of us anyway.
You
spend
should.
A minute or two.
It is fun.
And we're on there as well. You can like our pictures.
I love it when people like our pictures. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't consider us celebrities per se, but I do think that, you know,
we're local celebrities, Benny.
I look at what people say.
And I love to see the comments. I know.
I appreciate it.
Sure.
Right.
Hurts when they're mean.
We have an update on your last story about the guy.
Which guy?
Oh, that jumped into the river?
Oh, the
Splash and Dash guy. Oh. They found his body.
Oh, he did die over a bar tab. The river, not the answer.
Oh, man.
I feel terrible about it. Like, that was what he thought his option was.
I'll jump in the river.
Well, I'm
going
to pay my tab. It's a bummer.
It could have been funny.
Well, right, if he hadn't died.
Even if he did it and then came back and paid it, like, isn't that funny? But I wasn't going to. Of course, I drink here. Here's the money. It's wet. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
But he died instead. That's too bad.
Does the bartender feel bad about it?
No.
Okay.
Would you?
No. Well,
you were a bartender, weren't you?
I mean, I guess I would feel kind of bad if someone I was.
Well, you never want someone to die.
No, right.
I mean, unless there's.
Right. Some people should die. No question.
Right. What did you say under your breath?
Unless they deserve it.
You know, some rapist or something.
Yeah. Die, rapist. Die.
Did you cocktail or were you a bartender? You were a bartender, right?
I did both, but I was a bartender for a long time.
Right.
Mexican place, lots of frozen margaritas. What a pain in the ass. Super fun job, though. Really fast. Your time is just...
Well, and I had up for that gig, right?
Sometimes I was. Yeah. Yes, Vinny. That was the beginning of my cocaine abuse years. But there were regulars at the bar, and, you know, you'd give them their bill at the end of the night, and they'd be super bummed. And but none of them ever jumped in the river. Maybe there was no nearby river. I mean, it sounds like there was a river nearby.
They'd be super bummed, though, huh?
Well, you know.
Comes to $50 fast.
It does.
I was never that guy. As much as I'm an alcoholic, I was never someone who went, I need to drink in a bar where there are people.
Yeah. Some people really need it.
Twice the price.
People need to, well, a lot, we had dollar drafts. I know. So there were.
They weren't little.
No, no, they were good sized drafts. We it was only like one night or two nights a week, but we were packed on those nights, and I was always happy with the dollar draft night because I didn't have to make so many frozen margaritas.
Bless you.
God bless you, daddy to be, or I guess you are a dad already.
Yeah, he's already a dad. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Got a couple of those.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah, get back on script.
Oh, what did I do?
You ruined the week.
I know. I'm sorry, Hooman. I didn't mean to ruin the week.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
917 says,
we pulled him out of the dark. Woo!
Hooman is a spoiled child who doesn't know how to fit. Doesn't go his way. He's unhappy. Like to make fun of other people, but doesn't want to be made fun of.
I don't even really know what the incident was.
I don't know either. I don't. Yeah. Sometimes I do. Not this case. 917 says, also, the women that go to Grateful Dead concerts that are followers don't believe in shaving, so they all have hair under their arms and their legs and everything like that.
Yeah, they don't care. They're just going to spin.
I like a natural woman, though.
You like a hairy leg, do you?
Not a hairy leg. I mean, not everybody's...
You like a hairy armpit?
I could ignore a hairy armpit
mm-hmm.
if it's on the right lady. Sure.
But the gorilla legs are not.
I do have to draw the line. Yeah, that's too much. But still.
They does get nasty.
A natural woman is a nice thing, so I don't immediately.
Feel like a natural
And 925 says,
woman.
Had a great time at the Dead on Saturday.
Woman.
Yeah, they played. And I watched their documentary.
Mm. All 4 hours of it. That's unbelievable.
I didn't do it all at once. I watched a couple here.
Still.
It's broken up on Amazon Prime. It's free. Mm. So I watched a couple and then a couple.
Oh, so it's like in chunks?
Yeah, it's in, I don't know, 40-minute pieces. Mm. I found it riveting. But partly because they're local and it's also music. You love music.
I do, but it wouldn't make me watch anything about the Grateful Dead.
You hate him.
I am not a fan, but I do love Wiz. You know, I would be interested to see his part in that.
I'll tell you, I've been to the four or five shows. I don't have any records. Right, Grateful Dead shows. I don't have any records, but it did make me appreciate their music more as you sort of got, that was their thing, was to not record, was to go play live.
Who was that?
Yuzi?
That was me.
Let's hear it.
Get her!
It's a work thing.
Oh,
do you really want to know?
Yeah,
well, sure. Is it us going to Hawaii or something?
No.
Oh, we got Alani from Jane. Yes, finally.
Been trying to get that away from her
That's
for years.
Great news.
Our beloved Vaughn needs to take tomorrow off, so I texted someone to Vanessa to see if they fill in for him. And Vanessa says, because she's so good to
we
us.
We love Vanessa.
Yep, she said yes, I can do that.
Did Jane happen to text and say she needs to call in sick for Milani?
I don't think so.
We would be happy to step in
we
for
got
Jane.
You. No problem, no Jane. Problem, Jane. We'll take Alani.
Uh-huh, honey.
So there you go, Vaughn. You can take tomorrow out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see here. I'm going to start with some highlights from Ariana Grande's One Love concert in Manchester. Lionel Richie's bassist and what he did to himself on edibles. It's unbelievable. And more. I got some Game of Thrones stuff, too, after
all right.
These.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.